Under the Lights, John Gibbons. Hello, welcome. Looking forward to this. We've been laughing our heads off already about stuff we may bring up. We may not. It wasn't massively relevant to the football. But anyway, the laughter you can hear in the room is Kevin Walsh, Craig Cannon, Dan Austin, and Fuad Hassan. I had to look around the screen there to check it was Craig, even though I knew certainly it was. But we're top of the group, Dan. We've got a nice game coming up. Do you think if we win, we're in a really good position to qualify for the group? Does that add a bit of pressure, do you think? Or do you think it's, you know, we should be going into this game confident that, you know, as I say, 3 points, we're in a really nice position to progress?
I don't think it adds pressure, especially because we've already played them at home and we've seen a bit what they're like. And obviously, you know, going to that kind of place can make it very different, and playing them on their own terms can be a bit of a change from what you know of them already. But I feel like the fact that I don't think we battered them in the first game, but we absolutely held them at arm's length and just dispatched them quite comfortably. I think that should spread a lot of confidence around, especially knowing as well that I feel like in the other game, there's not really a bad result. Like, whatever happens there, about people telling me that the perfect is a draw. Yeah. That if they draw and we win and we're a few points ahead, and I've been thinking that I'd rather that Napoli won.
Yeah, like,
and then
that.
And then it's on our own terms and we just win our games and PSG are fucked. And it seems to me like as long as we make our result count, whatever happens there, we can take as a bit of a win anyway. And I think that from the evidence that we've seen of them so far, despite the fact that they drew at Napoli in the first game and despite their, you know, domestic form in that league, I think they're a really poor standard Champions League outfit. Maybe not as poor as like Maribor or something last year, but not much better. And I don't really feel any nerves about the result or anything.
I mean, Dan's got me going by this PSG going out talk, Kev. I mean, that'd be funny, wouldn't it?
Well, not even out, though. Straight into the UEFA Cup. That's actually worse than going out. No one wants that to happen. But if they get beat there, I think that they'd be on four, wouldn't he? So Napoli 7 or 8. Napoli 8 and we'd be on 9 if we win.
Yeah.
So you would fancy both of us and Napoli to do the business there, wouldn't you? Well, obviously, we'd beat Napoli and then we'd have to do them a favour against PSG. But if PSG went out, that'd be absolutely hilarious, wouldn't it? Kylian Mbappe playing in the UEFA Cup against the Tramier or whoever's left.
Especially all this mad stuff they've been doing. Like, did they put a gig on in the week or something, Dan? You're European. You seem to be constantly up to a lot of things that aren't really playing footy.